Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
Well, despite the moderate bounce in futures prices, cash cattle prices posted another significant loss yesterday, with light to moderate trade developing most areas at $113 on a live basis. Now, at this point, there's still little indication on where dressed cattle trade will land due to sketchy asking prices and bids in that area. Now, but it would be fair to say that prices in all cash cattle markets are expected to be lower than last week, with additional trade likely to follow midweek of about $2 lower. The direction of futures trade and outside market factors early this morning will likely play a significant role in the overall activity levels of the cash market trade, but the tone seems to have been set for the week. Fundamental market support expected to continue to slowly develop in the hog trade as the week continues, but the uncertainty about how financial markets will respond this morning is creating some underlying concerns of future market pressure. Dow Jones futures are trading lower once again in pre-market trade with a 445-point loss. On the grains, wheat markets are mixed, with Minneapolis showing gains while winter wheat contracts are mainly lower. Minneapolis wheat has closed higher in three of the last four sessions, but the May contract still hasn't been able to go anywhere and is just 15 cents off contract lows. Corn prices are weaker overnight, trying to bring the four-day winning streak to a halt. While the recovery has been encouraging, May corn futures have yet to take out even their 50-day moving average, let alone the 100 or 200-day. Domestic demand statistics remain strong, with weekly ethanol production surging by 25,000 BPD to over 1 million. This was the largest weekly production in 4 weeks and rose third highest in 9 months. Lower soybean prices overnight as the May contract tries to close lower for the second session in the last eight. Like corn, despite a decent recovery off the lows, soybeans have yet to even encounter their 50-day moving average. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle up 117, 111.27. June up 115, 104.52. March feeder cattle up 132, 134.85. April up 177, 135.55. And April hogs up 75 cents yesterday, 64.30. Kansas City wheat May down 5 cents, 453 and a quarter. July down 5 cents, 460. Chicago wheat May down 9 cents, 518 and a quarter. And July down 8 cents at 519 and a half. May corn up 3 3/4 at 385. July up 2.5, 386 and a quarter. May soybeans up 3 3/4, 907 and a quarter. July's up 1 3/4 cents at 915 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.